Mr. Perry Neal. Good morning, Mr. Neal.
Commissioner, members of the commission. Mr. Perry Neal requests authorization to install an additional 36 linear feet of riprap abutment against an existing timber bulkhead with a 6-foot base width and channel where to mean low water adjacent to his property situated along the Potomac River in Westmoreland County. The project is protested by his adjacent property owner, Mr. Michael Broyhill. This is a topographic map representing the Coles Neck area of Westmoreland County. This is the Potomac River here. And the county seat, Montrose, is about 10 miles to the west. At the project site, the Potomac is approximately 4 miles wide. The property faces east. This is a representation of aerial photograph, and I do say that the lot lines are approximate, but I wanted to point out the proximity of Mr. Neal's property here. Mr. Neal owns the bulkhead against which the riprap is going to be placed. Mr. Michael Broyhill, the protestant, is to the north and left of Mr. Neal's property, and Mr. Gotzinger, who has not protested the project, is his property is to the right. Back in 2012, Mr. Neal proposed removing an existing 100-foot long timber bulkhead, which you'll see in a moment, and 4 timber groins. The groins you can see are here on the photograph between the 2 red lines. What he wanted to do is to remove the bulkhead and create a bay, an armor, an embayment, and armor the embayment with riprap, armor stone. And you'll see, I've taken a photograph of it in a moment. And then he was going to place some sand fill down into it. But this is what the plan called for. Originally, it called for the construction of this, by the way, the bulkhead ran along this approximate alignment right here. So he's going to excavate his yard back, make this pocket. Then he wanted to build a revetment, 45-foot revetment, up against Mr. Broyhill's property. And then he wanted to stretch out a riprap revetment along his bulkhead. The riprap revetment was to have and is to have a 6-foot base width, which is right here. This is Mr. Gotzinger's property off in this direction. But this is what it looked like in 2012 when I first went out there, bulkhead. And what I did, I kind of stood relatively close to where I was before. It's pretty wet right here, so I couldn't quite get in the same spot. But basically what he's done is he's removed carved back his lawn here and created an embayment. He also put some sand fill down here. Now we flip the other direction. Now we're looking down toward the south. This is Mr. Neal's property. This is back in 2012. Roy Hill is behind me. Mr. Gossinger straight ahead. That's what it looks like in 2014. On August 8, 2012, the Westmoreland County Wetlands Board was informed that the project was protested by Mr. Broyhill. In his letter to the Wetland Board, he voiced his concern over potential impacts to his property stemming from the removal of Mr. Neal's bulkhead and the reluctance of Mr. Neal to provide assurances that nothing would happen to his property as a result of the project. Mr. Broyhill was neither present nor represented at the August hearing on the 22nd. After careful deliberation, the Westmoreland Wetlands Board approved all portions of the project that were aligned landward of mean low water. That's what you see here. Mr. Neal has constructed those portions of the project approved by the Wetland Board, which are located landward of mean low water. In an attempt to address Mr. Broyhill's concerns, Mr. Neal has also agreed to reduce the length of this structure right here. This is going to be 45 feet long. It's going to be a continuous height structure that stretched out quite a bit further than it does now. This basically terminates at mean low water, kind of mid-tide right here. So he wanted to create these two, a jetty going out in the water. To address Mr. Broyhill's concerns about potential impact on his property, Mr. Neal agreed to chop it off at mean low water so that there wouldn't be any encroachment beyond mean low water. However, Mr. Broyhill still remains in opposition to the project. As recently as just a few days ago, you'll see in your packet you've got an email from him. He remains resolved to the matter. He does not want it. He's still protesting the project. Mr. Gottsinger, as I mentioned a moment ago, is silent on the matter, has no protest over the project. So in terms of a summary and recommendation, let me point this out. This is where the stone's going to go. It's going to go up against this exposed bulkhead here. In an attempt, as toe-scour revetments do, to break up the wave energy. As you're all well aware, a bulkhead will reflect wave energy both up the structure and down and contribute to its own demise. While this is not a terribly old structure, it has a finite lifespan because of its the way it's constructed, as all bulkheads do. Bulkheads are not the recommended best management practice for a marine environment. The way to mitigate for the issue is to put something that will break up the wave energy at the toe of the structure so it will remain upright. So that's a final aerial photograph. And as a summary and recommendation, without spending too much time up here, which I often do, while the potential impacts on private property resulting from the storm activity on the Potomac River are unpredictable, the installation of appropriately sized riprap, in this case it's armor stone, against a failing bulkhead to create a toe scour revetment is an established best management practice and appears to be a reasonable use of submerged lands. Accordingly, in consideration of the foregoing and the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205 subsection A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommend approval of Mr. Neal's project, the proposed 36-foot revetment with a 6-foot base width. I remain here if you have any questions, and Mr. Neal is in the audience.
Is there any questions from the Commission of Mr. Madden?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Dr. Neal.
Yeah. The rock against the bulkhead's already there. Is that correct? I mean,
I'm sorry. Would you repeat that?
I guess I'm asking, what are we being asked to approve exactly? I mean, I'm seeing a difference between 2012 and what is there now. Now we're basically talking about a jetty
up against that bulkhead. Yes, sir.
Okay, on the downstream side of the
Yeah, right here.
And so the protester is actually on the other side.
Other side.
Okay, that's what I mean. So the other stuff is already done.
Here, Mr. Broyhill's on the other side.
Okay.
100 feet away.
All right, so all we're doing is talking about that little piece there. All right.
Any other questions from the commission? Is Mr. Neal present here?
Yes, sir.
Would you come forward, please? You swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you very much. State your name for the record, please.
Barry Neal.
Mr. Neal, is there something or anything you can add to the commission's understanding of this project?
Yeah, I had a few things, but I don't want to take up too much time.
It's okay. We have time.
You did a great job. I just can't, you know, everybody I talk to, all the experts and people that live in the area, all my other neighbors, they think it's a good thing. because it's all about stopping that energy. And I was out there like about a month ago, and those big 5-foot swells come through, and they are just, that whole bulkhead was just waving. And the part where we put the rock in, they just sat there and ate all that energy. I just can't see why even he wouldn't want to have that, you know? And I could only speculate on why he wouldn't, but...
Is the bulkhead that's there now, it with the wave energy, it's shaking,
it's
moving?
Those big 5-footers, the white caps, it just moves.
Do you feel that it's in danger of failing?
It eventually will. Okay. Maybe not in my lifetime, but when I pass my on to my kids, you know.
So you're looking for a pretty permanent fix?
Yeah. It's something we want to be there. I want to retire there, give it to my kids. We just want something that's going to be there for when I'm gone. I just can't think of any reason why anybody wouldn't want that, you know. That's about all I got to say, you know.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Neal?
No, sir.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Erskine. Mr. Neal, it's my understanding that the protest in Mr. Broyhill met with you, and his only request, I guess, was he wanted a reassurance that there was going to be no damage to his property. He didn't have any other suggestions on what would be a feasible project.
If I would guarantee, if he something happened, I would pay him.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hale. Is Mr. Broyhill present? Is there anybody else here that wishes to testify either in favor or against this project proposed? Hearing none, seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Erskine.
I think that it sounds to me like Mr. Broyhill just wants a reassurance against some unknown or unpredictable amount of damage that may or may not happen to his property, and that seems very impractical to me. And I think it sounds like this project is, according to best management practices, and something that we would support, and staff certainly supports. So I'd make a recommendation, a motion to approve as submitted.
Would you make that in the form of a motion?
So move.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the project as presented.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haynes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, Mr. Madden. Thank you, Mr. Hale.